Hello, wife.
Hello, husband.
Why are you so smiley?
Because it's summer beverage time, baby. I love it.
It's been summer beverage time for a couple months, even though it doesn't feel like summer in this stupid state.
I know. Ugh.
All we want to do is lay by our new pool at the club, and we can't. Every time.
I know.
The other day we had like a Twister-style evacuation. Everybody get the fuck out, lightning's coming!
We all had
to rush inside.
We felt like refugees
in
the inside pool.
We totally did. Like, we were laying on that couch and like, oh, what are we doing here?
And there's people everywhere.
Yeah.
Sitting in the corners, huddled together in their towels.
Yes.
Eating snacks from the snack bar.
Anyway, welcome back to the Uprooted podcast. That's Christine.
And that's John.
What are we even doing here anymore?
I don't even
What are we
know.
Doing?
It's fine.
How was your week?
So boring, actually.
So boring.
Yeah. All I'm doing is breaking up fights between children and dogs.
Yeah. The dogs mostly.
And They're then I clean really the house. And then I wake up in the morning and I have to clean it again for some reason. It like messes itself up overnight. But we did a thing today.
Oh, that was on my list. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just combine our lists. Do you want to do it?
No, let's have a conversation. They don't have to be separate. Separate, but equal.
Okay.
We did a thing today.
We did.
Well, on Monday.
Thing.
We did a thing on Monday.
Okay, but it was still part of our week.
This comes out on Thursday. Yeah. Anyway, what did we do?
We did some yoga.
Yoga.
For the first time.
Yes. Sort of.
Very enlightening.
I tried doing yoga on my own several years ago with an app, and I wasn't having it. But this time with the actual teacher and all the chakra. And the man buns and the candles.
There was no man, not one man had a man bun.
And the music going, hi-ya, la,
ya, with wow.
Ooh, with okay. The Enya and the kind of indigenous people / Native American chanting. I mean, I was in heaven. It felt great. How did you feel?
I felt very relaxed.
Yeah.
But also not at the same time.
Yes.
Which was cool.
So, I mean, not to gross anyone out, but when I do the stair stepper or when I used to run, or when I do legs, I literally have like sweat dripping off of me. Like when I'm done with the stair stepper, I have to like wash it because there's sweat all over it. I felt the same way doing yoga.
Yeah, I was pretty sweaty.
And granted, it's a little warm in the room, so your muscles are kind of warmed up. But it was quite the workout, I think. But I'm not sore afterwards. I feel amazing.
I can feel pieces of my body that'll probably be sore tomorrow. Which is good, though. I think that's good. I had a lot of core going on, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hooked. It was fun. Anybody who thinks it's like a week workout or something, it's not. It's a lot of fun.
No.
This is one of those fights you were talking about breaking up.
Yeah, we have a dog fight going on.
Yeah. Are you guys done?
No.
All right, well, you might hear some dog fighting in the background.
All right.
There's nothing we can do.
Should we start charging people?
Yeah, if we put them away, they're just going to yelp and cry, and that'll be noisier than this. So
I don't think so. We put Lou away last night when we were eating, and she did okay.
Maybe we should commentate.
Should we try
it,
that?
Like, oh, Lucille's got the back. She's going for the kill. Got the bite going. We could do a whole thing. No?
No.
All right.
Not feeling that.
Anyway, what else in your week?
That was really about it. It was just a boring week. We're trying to prepare for our vacation.
Yes.
Which I guess we'll mention later.
You forgot a big part of our week. I can't believe it.
What did I forget?
Our baby boy turned 11.
Oh my. How did I forget that?
How did you miss that? Mondays on all the platforms.
Mondays.
If you like true crime. And
wow.
How did we miss that?
I think I was just thinking because it was last week, kind of.
I know.
It was in between the two recordings, so therefore.
Yeah. It was part of the week.
He got his Hogwarts letter.
Yes, he's off to Hogwarts. We put him on the train. See you later.
Signed by Professor McGonagall
with
his platform 9¾ train ticket and his list of school supplies.
I'm going to miss him, but I think this will be good for him.
Yeah.
What do you think?
We had to tell him that he can't actually go to Hogwarts, that we're not allowing it. So we crushed his little wizard dreams, but that's okay. It was very well done. Hogwarts letter. I was very pleased.
It was. It was great. And he wanted to go to Tasty Burger. Well, first of all, his birthday was all about food. I don't remember what we had for breakfast, but it was some spread. French toast.
Yeah. I was gonna say
I made him French toast. So we started the day with sugary, buttery French toast.
Right.
We segued into some Chick-fil-A.
Yes, for lunch.
And then he wanted Tasty Burger, which is a local Massachusetts burger place.
Mm-hmm.
Humongous Burgers over by Fenway Park. And I said Fenway Park like I'm from the Midwest. Fenway Park. It's Fenway Pack.
Okay.
You can't say park. I mean, come on. Anyway.
Okay. I'll just say Fenway then.
There you go. Fenway. And his birthday was all about food. And then he wanted ice cream from Richardson's, the local joint here in town.
Instead of cake.
Instead of cake. So, he's about, 10 pounds heavier following his birthday.
But he's been working out pretty hard.
So. He has been. I'm proud of that boy.
Yeah.
So, the big 11, we're like officially in double digits now.
Well, he was in double digits last year. I know, but
here's the thing. Being 10 is like being 40. Now he's in his tweens.
Okay,
like I'm sure. In my 40s. When I'm 40, I'm just 40. But when you're 41, now you're in your 40s. And it's a whole different feeling. Like he's going ahead and he is on the Hogwarts Express to puberty land.
Yeah.
It's really going to kick into high gear now.
Mm-hmm.
So buckle up, baby. It's going to be fun.
I'm buckled.
Yeah. If you have any questions about balls or anything, just let me know.
I think I'm okay.
I went through it too, so I got all the stuff.
Well, you go ahead and talk to him about all that stuff because I don't want to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have one more week about my note, and then I'd really like to transition directly.
One more week about your note.
Wow. this truly fakely we call it the Kirkland is only 5%, and I've only had like 4 drinks of it, and it's already I'm feeling it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's gonna be a good night.
All that sweating, I guess.
I guess. I have one more note about my week, and then if it's okay with you, I would love to just go right to parenting
because it's
a good segue.
I love it.
It seems like COVID's back, I guess.
No.
It went away and now it's back. The media is going bananas with it, but as we're about to travel now, me with my anxiety, I'm like all worried about it, and it sucks. Kind of takes the magic out of vacation, and I'm worried about how it might affect work and whatever. I mean, I thought we were done with this, man. I guess not. I'm smart enough to know it's a virus. It'll always be here, but I thought all the hysteria around it was over.
It's never going to be over because the media won't get attention unless they scare people.
I know. It's bananas. Anyway.
Can you imagine how many people clicked on those articles because they wanted, oh, no.
Yeah. And the reason I wanted to bring this up is our son, he's aware of things now. He's sitting at the gym waiting for us and it was on the news. And he comes up to me and he goes, hey, daddy, if you ever want me to take my mask off, it ain't going to happen because now there's a variant.
Mm-hmm.
These kids are too young to have to go through this crap.
Yeah.
And it's like saturated everywhere that they can't stay away from it. I mean, sucks. We can't shield them from it. So I just feel bad for them.
We talked a lot about that
last year, but yeah.
We did.
It is what it is. All right. Can I move to the parenting? Can I just
please go
fast forward this thing? I mentioned Jacob and the tween years have begun.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk a little more about his birthday.
His birthday.
He threw out that he wanted to do some things like
kayaking
or hiking or something, which is great, but the weather has sucked here. And so it was drizzly and rainy. And so you and I kept saying, buddy, what do you want to do? He literally wanted to sit in his room, talk to his friend in California and play video games all day.
Yep.
So I had a thought. Is this where we're at now with our kids? Like, do they not want to? Or have we caused this by moving them here and there's no family?
I think, honestly, that's it. If we were in California, he'd go somewhere with his friends. You know?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
He'd want to maybe have like that video game truck come and all the kids can play the video games. Well, it's a really cool birthday party.
I feel terrible every day for moving you guys, even though it's a better quality of life. But I don't know. I guess we didn't know about his autism and stuff before we moved. I thought he would make friends by now here. But there's been a pandemic and we moved and all. It's just been a combination of bad things.
The sad thing is that his friends back home are his friends because he's known them since he was 3 years old.
Yes.
So they don't see any difference in Jacob.
Well, and they're good people.
The people here don't know Jacob. So when he comes in with his quirkiness, they're just not sure how to relate to him.
Yeah.
So it is actually a little harder for him to make friends right now. But he's in this attitude of he doesn't really care about it right now.
Which I love that.
But I'm not sure if he really doesn't care. Or if he's just trying to convince himself he doesn't care. You know, fake it till you make it kind of thing.
Well, that's kind of okay.
So I'm still kind of waiting. But
yeah, I don't know. We'll see. And people aren't really mean and nasty to him. I will
say
they're
not mean. So they just don't include. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe it's our strong family unit that makes him not care. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he just wants to be at home.
Yeah.
Feels comfortable and safe here. I guess that's good, right?
Yeah. The girl is a little bit different, but I'm noticing that both the kids just want to have as little to do with us as possible.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
Well, I mean,
she likes to come down here and watch TV with us down here. If I go upstairs, like in the middle of the day, she'll move herself upstairs.
Yes, but if I try and comment on her show and just say, what is this about? She gets all pissed off. Why are you judging me? Be quiet. I'm trying to hear this. Like, yeah. Go away, old people. Leave us alone.
Right.
We want to play our video games. We want to watch TV. We want to talk to our friends. And so, I was already feeling old, but I feel like we're halfway to empty nests here, T. We can start doing fun things.
I mean, I don't know if I feel so bad about it.
I know, right?
When we first got here, we were so, all we had was each other.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a moment to myself. Jacob was in his little, I'm kind of scared to be alone thing. Remember, he'd follow us.
Yep.
Anywhere we went, and he'd call every 10 minutes, what are you doing? Because he wanted to make sure we were, where are you?
Yeah.
Because he wanted to make sure that we were still here.
Oh, the good old days.
And Isabel was still young. She still needed help with stuff. She couldn't do things by herself, couldn't open stuff, couldn't tie things, whatever. And I found myself thinking, like, gosh, when I was 10, I just wanted to be in my room with my music, with my door shut, watching movies, just being in my room. And I kept thinking, like, when is this going to happen?
Yeah.
And so now that it has, it's actually kind of nice. I had a whole day of just doing the things I needed to do.
Yeah, it's great.
Without them bothering me, asking me for things, having me pour stuff, having me get them a snack, whatever it is. So it's kind of good, and it also it's not. But
I don't want to give too much away here for safety reasons, but we are able to go do things once in a while.
Yes. Not for long.
Not for long. Not for far away. So don't get any bright ideas out there, you crooks and criminals. Yeah, but it's been good.
We ran to the pharmacy.
Yes. And didn't even get called. We got called from him, but it was to tell me something about the NHL draft.
Right.
It wasn't like, oh, are you guys? I mean, it might have still been like checking to see if we're still alive, but at least he's learning to disguise it as something normal.
Right. There you go.
He's coming online.
It's I'm getting really enjoying better. It. Yeah, it's getting better. And then there's going to come a time when they get into high school where I think I'll be really sad and want them to want me again.
Yeah, and they'll hate you.
But right now, I'm kind of riding this cloud right now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all I had. I'm with you. Like, cool. I think I'm going to start missing it. I already start missing it. But yeah. Well, speaking of Tasty Burger, I came up with a question of the week. Would you like to hear it?
Nah.
Okay. All right. We'll move on. So the we always get a 50-50 for our sides, which is half onion rings, half fries.
They're onion strings.
Yeah, they are there. Yeah, you're right. So that's good. This is good. Did you plan that for the question purpose?
No. Wow. I didn't even see the question.
Nice improv job. Good job.
Thank you.
If I had an applause button, I'd hit it right now.
Great.
Proud of you.
Thanks.
Anyway, I got to thinking, what do you prefer? Onion rings or straws versus French fries?
Oh, Lord.
And there's a bunch of tag-along questions with this, so get ready to answer.
So I'm onion rings, French fries right now. Yes?
Yes, because I know your heart lies with Charlotte. I mean, I know your heart lies.
Secret.
Yes, your heart lies with fried zucchini.
Yes.
Which I can't get behind.
Well, good, because you're not supposed to. You're supposed to put it in your mouth.
Oh. All right. I enjoy the fried zucchini, but it's like so watery inside
it burns your mouth. It has to be a specific fried zucchini.
Well, plus you have to dry the shit out of it before you fry it. I mean, that's just how those vegetables are.
And there's a couple of restaurants that like figured it out and have it down.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very crispy and delicious and perfect.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to say about French fries and onion rings. In particular about my French fries.
Yes.
Don't like soggy French fries.
Oh, see, this is good.
I don't
all
like
the tag along questions.
You're super just crunchy French fries. And I don't like French fries that look like the potato they came from.
You don't like the skins.
I do not like the skins. It's disgusting. So
when Jack in the Box went to natural French fries, you were pissed.
I was pissed. Yeah. Because they were really good. Yeah. They were my favorite fry until they messed it up.
For our East Coast listeners that don't know about Jack in the Box, I'm sorry.
Oh, Jack in the Box was so good.
There is nothing better at 2 a.m. when you're drunk.
They
just
have teriyaki bowls. They have tacos. They have hamburgers.
They have egg rolls.
They have chicken. They have egg rolls.
They have salads.
They
all of the things.
Salads.
Of course they have salads.
They do?
Maybe not anymore, but they went through the...
brownies, they have cheesecake. Like, what else could you ask for in a drive-up restaurant?
And they had really great commercials, too, with the Jack in the Box
Jack and the Big Head. Yeah. Oh, I miss those. Anyway, back to Jack in the Box. Yeah, so I'm particular about my French fries. There's only a few restaurants I really enjoy the French fry from. Onion rings have to be specific onion rings. I don't like the tempura batter.
Okay.
Not a fan of
that. Which batter do you like?
I like the crummy, like bread crummy kind of batter.
Good.
And then if I were to pick between onion rings and onion strings, I would go onion strings all day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Love me some onion strings.
What is wrong with you?
Why? They're so good.
All right. Well, you answered all my follow-up questions, which is great. I am very particular about my fry as well. I really enjoy a good steak fry, fluffy in the middle, golden on the outside, like Red Robin. Mm, good.
No.
And then, but I do like them crunchier, but not too crunchy. Like I used to get them well done at In-N-Out, and they were a little too crunchy. They're like...
Like chips.
Yes. And, I don't like chips. You know, but if you don't ask for them that way, theirs are super soggy. So you kind of have to ask for medium well, I guess. I don't know.
In-N-Out French fries suck.
Unless you put all the stuff on it.
They're the potato they came amazing. From. There you go. You see?
You're right. You can actually see them cutting it in the window. So yes, I'm very particular about my fry, but if I had to choose, it would be onion rings all day long.
Like actual rings?
Rings.
Okay.
And I am about a 60-40 split on the tempura and the crumbs. I like them both, but tempura gets the edge.
Really?
I just love a good, light, crisp.
You know what I don't like about it is when you bite into it and the oil just spreads all in your mouth. That really drives me nuts.
Well, yes. You got to do them right.
And I don't like that.
You have to do them right. Just like you have to do fried chicken correctly. Fried chicken's gross when that happens as well.
Yeah. I don't know. The tempura batter just, I don't like it. I don't like the way it tastes.
I guess I have this complex in my head that the crummy, bready ones are like, they seem to me like they're fake.
What?
Like they came out of your freezer and you put them in the oven. Like they weren't actually fried onion rings. I don't know. It's just something in my mind.
Yeah.
I like a good buttermilk and then dip in the tempura and then all the fry bubbles. Oh, I love it.
Icky.
So follow-up question for all of this. To dip or not to dip?
I was just going to ask you. I got to have ranch with my onion rings. Onion strings I can eat alone.
Do you like to... What about fries? Ketchup?
No, I don't dip.
But we're always squirting ketchup on the thing.
Hold on. No, I don't put ketchup on my french fries. Do not.
What do you put ketchup on then?
Oh, like hot a hamburger dogs? Or a hot dog? I don't put it on my french fries.
Okay.
But I do like McDonald's french fries. I can't eat unless I've dipped them into the sweet and sour sauce that comes with my nuggets.
Okay.
And I really enjoy dipping Chick-fil-A's waffle fries into Chick-fil-A's sauce. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Another follow-up question. Where do you stand on the waffle fry? Is that not the best fry ever?
Oh, they're the best.
That is like...
I love waffle fries.
Yeah, if I had to put them in order, it'd be waffle, crinkle cut, and then steak. Well, no. Steak is before crinkle cut.
Okay.
Crinkle cut and then just plain old straw.
I'm going... Oh, I have a follow-up question for you.
Oh.
Does tater tot belong in the French fry field?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
It belongs in the fried zucchini field. It's its own thing.
Okay.
And to me, the only thing that makes tater tots good is when you throw cheese and bacon and shit all over them.
Oh, no, I love tater tots.
A plain tater tot.
Because they're so crunchy. Oh, I love tater tots.
But for me, a tater tot must be dipped or have shit all over it. I can't just do it plain.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I dip my tater tots with ketchup. But anyway, so for me, it would be waffle fry, then shoestring fry, then... I guess that's it.
Okay.
I'm not particularly fond of french fries. I guess like a good, it's not a shoestring fry, but it's like a nice thin, what you consider a regular french fry from like a restaurant.
Yes.
I like those too.
So like a McDonald's fry, but you wouldn't call that a shoestring. The Tasty Burger ones are very thin. They're just like the onion straws. They're super thin.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, good talk. I think I like to dip as well, but not with onion rings. I like to raw dog them. Just take them dry.
No, I was just thinking.
I'm not a big fan
when I dip, you dip, we dip.
Yeah, nice. I'm not a big fan of ranch when it comes to
I don't
that
like
kind
them
of
on
stuff.
My fries.
I love it on
onion
carrots.
Rings and zucchinis all day long. Oh,
I love it on carrots and broccoli, but not not anything fried. I know it's like the hot mayonnaise complex I have. I can't do it.
But ranch isn't hot.
But if you dip a hot thing into the cold ranch, it's blah.
But ranch isn't mayonnaise.
I don't care. It's a similar color and texture. It just bothers me.
You're so weird.
I am.
I get hot mayonnaise. Like, I totally get that. That makes sense.
That's my porn name, by the way.
Hot mayonnaise?
Hot mayonnaise.
But ranch isn't mayonnaise.
Or no, that's the porn movie that I'm in. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I need a good porn name. Oh, yeah. It's Michael Rosewood in Hot Mayonnaise.
That's right.
Yeah.
The middle name in the street you grew up on.
Yeah. Michael Rosewood's a good porn name. Yeah. I think.
I came up with Lynn Vaccaro.
I like it.
It's not so bad. If I can do like Western stuff. Yes. Get my chaps on.
Ooh. All right. Cheers, everybody. Have some good fish wine. Hot mayonnaise.
And... maybe just a hat and boots. Maybe I'll wear the spurs. Yeah.
Ooh. I like this. All right. Follow-up question. How do you feel when people say assless chaps? All chaps are assless. We don't need the assless in there.
That's true.
I've never seen a chap with an ass.
With an ass on it. That's correct. Are they, I wonder if they're just saying like you're open.
Well, then why don't they say no, assless hospital gown? I mean. Yeah.
That's true.
For example, saying crotchless panties needs to be said because panties have a crotch.
They have a crotch in
but
them. Yeah.
Chaps have no ass.
That's correct. You are
I mean,
quite correct.
Just an observation. I don't know.
That's true.
All right. Do you have any grievances for me?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I do.
Great.
I think I might have mentioned this in previous episodes.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
You've got this weird, I'm going to leave my clothes in the laundry basket all week.
Yeah, until it's time to do laundry.
And throw all my dirty clothes on the floor.
Yes.
And then when it's time to do laundry, I'm going to dump my clean clothes on the floor and put the dirty clothes in the basket.
Yes.
I'm going to put the dirty clothes in the washing machine and all the clean clothes back into the basket.
Yes.
And it's so frustrating.
You need to understand that for me, the basket is merely a vehicle to move clothes about. That's it.
Okay. Well, for someone who would love to vacuum their floor... Because we've got dogs, two now.
Yes.
In case you hadn't noticed.
Plural dogs. Yeah.
That have lots of hair.
Yes.
It's very difficult to vacuum around a sock and a sleeve and a underwear.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
So that's my grievance this week.
I have a solution for you.
Sure.
Do my laundry.
No, because the last time I did your laundry, you screamed at me. Bam,
do my laundry.
So it ain't going to happen anymore.
All right. Anyway, because you shrank my clothes. Now I wear like Jacob's clothes.
Sorry.
Anyway, you're right. Yeah, I suck at that. I'm sorry. Well, I mean, I have no grievances for you. You're just practically perfect in every way.
I know.
So, none today.
You never have any. Have you ever had one? I think you've only done one, like, ever this whole entire time.
No, I've done several, but I'm very happy with you, so.
All right,
cool. I'm not going to just make one up for the sake of the show.
Oh.
It's got to be something that pops into my head.
Oh.
All right, relationships. This is hot off the presses.
Hot off the press. Okay.
Okay. Tonight, our daughter, as we record this, opened her gifts for her birthday because we'll be on vacation on her actual birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's opening all her stuff from family members and whatever. And she gets to our gift and she opens it and great. And then afterwards, she goes in the kitchen and says, thank you, mommy. Thank you, mommy. And I had a thought. I was like this close to saying, don't forget to thank daddy. Because I think it's no secret to the listeners or you. I make like three times as much money as you. Obviously, I provide for the family. We have joint bank accounts, whatever. But then I held my tongue because I remembered that that's something my dad does.
I was just going to say, that's something your dad would say.
Drives me fucking bananas. And it's super passive aggressive. And I, you know what? I don't know if it's the Prozac or the therapy or the yoga or whatever, but I had a moment where I'm like, don't fucking say that. You know why? Because you don't deserve to say that. You may make more money, but I didn't have anything to do with picking out that present. She absolutely should thank you because it was your idea. You did the dirty work. You went out and found it. You bought it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with me. So what kind of, who am I to sit there and say, make sure you thank me because I'm Daddy Warbucks over here. Fuck you, John Joints. You don't get to say that. And so I actually had this moment where it was like on the tip of my tongue. And then I didn't do it. And the reason why this fits in relationships is because guys out there, or gals if it's vice versa, you deserve the credit. So take it.
Well, here's the reason why I think that she did it. I don't think she did it because she didn't think you had anything to do with it. I think she just knows that I'm the one who knew she would want that. I don't think it was because she doesn't appreciate you.
I don't care if she doesn't. I don't care what it is. You deserve the credit. So there's no reason for me to step in and be passive aggressive and be like my dad, because it's got, who cares?
Okay.
I don't care. I don't even care if you had no job and I make all the money. You still did all the work to get it.
Truth.
You know what I mean? I didn't even know what the fuck it was as she was opening it. So how do I have any, I don't know. I just don't think it's right. And this isn't meant to shame my dad or be, you know, pick on my dad hour. It's just that popped into my head. Unfortunately, he does that. And it just stuck out to me. Like, I don't deserve to take any credit. And, you know, he doesn't either. He's not picking out the gifts. I mean, it's pretty clear. Yeah. But, and a lot of guys don't, you know.
I'm not used to that. My dad always was, had a hand in the gift situation. Well,
I help out a little bit with Christmas you and do, stuff. But I'm not going to be the... This was totally your idea because you're tired of straightening her hair. And so, I mean, like, I had nothing to do with this, not one thing. And so I wanted to throw this in, like I said, to this segment to tell people out there, like, give credit where credit's due. Be confident enough in your role in the family that if you know you make all the money, that's fine. You know where it came from. Who cares? You don't have to say that, especially if you didn't fucking do anything for it.
All right.
And I didn't do anything. So good job. You got a nice gift. Thank you. And you deserve all the credit. And she should say thank you to you. I don't care.
That's nice. I appreciate you appreciating me.
Just wanted to throw that out there.
I like it. Thank you.
And also, you know, I'm going to pat myself on the back here. I'm proud of myself for catching my tongue and not doing it.
I love it. You should be proud of yourself.
I literally had this moment where I was like, what good could possibly come from this? I'll probably piss you off and remind you of my dad.
Make me mad.
Which is not something you want to be reminded of when thinking of me. And Isabel won't get it. And do I really need to hear her say thank you? I don't.
Well, so, I don't know. A thank you that way is not the right thank you.
No, right. So, I mean, I really had this epiphonic moment.
Oh, is that a word? Look at you.
I don't even know if that's a word.
I mean, hey, it sounds good.
But anyway, it feels really good. So I think it must be the yoga talking.
Congratulations.
All right, thanks.
The light in me sees and respects the light in you.
Namaste.
Yes.
Do you have any relationship stuff, or are you all good?
I just want to say that I feel like our relationship is really good right now. I'm super happy with the way things are going. I think we had a teeny bit of a little spat a little while ago, but it lasted for like 10 minutes and we didn't even remember afterwards.
You know, while I was in the shower washing the yoga sweat away and doing show prep in my mind, I was thinking about that as well, and that I couldn't even really remember a spat, but there was there's a little head bumping here and there. Like, there was one today about money stuff. But what I'm really proud of both of us about, and mostly you, is you're just moving on. Like, in the past, your emotions would really show on your sleeve, and your mom does this too, hold a grudge kind of thing, and you've really grown over the past year to just move past that. And so we can have a little headbutt, and then we just, both of us, just move on and be like, hey, want to get down to business? Or I don't know. Even if it's not sex related, we just kind of move on. Yeah. So it's really good. I agree.
I just think we're in a good place.
Yeah. And when I was thinking of that the other day, I was just looking at you and you didn't see me. And I was just thinking, like, everybody has their flaws physically, emotionally, whatever. You do, I do, everybody does. There is no perfect person out there. But damn it, you're my person. And I don't mean to be all mushy. I'm like totally happy with everything in my life. Like, thinking of betraying what we have or even looking at another person that way doesn't even cross my mind, which is a good place to be in.
It's a good place.
So thanks for that.
Thank you. You're my person too.
Thanks, babe. Do you have any news story? You don't.
What? I mean, I don't.
Don't
but
go
I,
try and find one.
No, I'm not going to. But I would very much like to discuss this Britney Spears situation, because it is everywhere and I can't get away from it. And I kind of feel bad for her.
I feel bad for her. And I also feel bad that I didn't, like, this should be on How Did We Miss That? I didn't know anything about this.
Oh.
All I knew about Britney is, like, a year ago, someone's like, oh, you have to follow her on Instagram. So I did. And it was a bunch of weird, like, crazy shit. And so then people started saying, like, this isn't funny. This is mental health issues.
Yeah. Well, she's major.
And so then I stopped following her because I felt bad, like, laughing at this stuff. And I don't know, it was just weird. But yeah, she's going through it, man.
Yeah, she really is. And yes, I think we all saw very publicly how she just completely fell apart.
Yeah.
But I don't think we need to make decisions for her. I think
yeah,
she can get to that place right now.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel bad for her. And so, I don't know. I'm not going to jump on the Free Britney, hashtag Free Britney movement.
Yeah.
Because I also don't want to take attention away from where the attention is due.
Right.
And there's all kinds of people like selling stuff on Etsy. Like, I don't need to make money from her. That's not nice. So, yeah. But my prayers are with you, Britney.
You know, my prayers are with everybody.
Well, not everybody.
But no, they are with everybody for me. And I don't mean that like sarcastically or to sound stupid, but like what you said really hit it on the head there. We don't need to make decisions for anybody.
No.
A hockey player came out as being gay today. We talked about last month during Pride Month about the football player that did.
Right.
And someone like called me out online or like was wondering if I was going to make a comment about it. And his comment was kind of like anti-gay. It was like, does he get his own locker room now or own shower? Fuck you, man. Does he play hockey? Does he hit the puck in the net? I don't know.
Do you do his job?
I don't know this particular player, but
I'm sure if you asked all the rest of the players, they would have no worries about being in the locker room with him.
Well, and first of all, you know, very few people on Facebook have stood in an NHL locker room. I have. Mm-hmm. There's privacy, so go fuck yourself. He doesn't need to have his own locker room, okay? It's like our Lifetime one. There's doors on the shower. It's not like some 50s communal shower.
Yeah.
And even if there was, if you're this guy's been playing with these people for years and he didn't do anything.
He's not a sexual deviant.
Right. And like we talked about back then with the football player, he's not attracted to you.
Yeah.
He might think, oh, that person's good looking or whatever, but he's attracted to other gay men, not straight men, because straight men aren't attracted to him.
Right.
So it's like you don't need to have separate locker rooms. But to your point, this is this person's life.
Yeah.
You don't need to comment on it. You don't need to make any decisions for him.
Right.
If he's good at hockey and he's on your team, then root for him. If he's not on your team and you don't want to root for him, then don't root for him.
I just don't, why are the other players not coming out and saying, I am a heterosexual male? Well, why does that matter to how you are playing?
Listen, I don't even know how many players there are in the NHL organization, and that includes minor leagues. He's got to not be the only one.
Oh, I'm sure he's not.
Just statistics would tell you that. So, like, everybody just needs to get over themselves.
I just want to get to a point in our lives and in the world where that doesn't matter. Like, who cares?
I don't know.
That's like coming and saying, oh, I got a new car. Like, it doesn't matter to the game. It doesn't matter to anyone else's life but your own.
Right.
So why? I don't understand why these people have to say that. They shouldn't have to say that. It's not your business. It's nobody's business but their own.
Well, I don't want to be preachy or anything, but it pissed me off and it happened right before we recorded. And
it's not cool.
My statement to everybody is if I don't stand for inequality. So, and if you do, then lose my fucking number or unfriend me. I don't care. Don't listen anymore. I'm over it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't need you. So.
Yeah. And I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't like it, go. I don't need you. That's fine.
It's hard enough to have to live in that environment with guys talking about pussy and girls all the time anyway. It's hard enough to be different in that environment, but it takes a lot of courage to do this. And they don't need people.
Well, and in my opinion, the people that talk like that don't get it very much.
Of course not. It's a defense mechanism.
So,
well, anyway, my real news story has to do with balls.
Oh.
Bowling balls.
Oh, I was going to ask you, was Smooth My Balls?
No, not Smooth My Balls. They really want to sponsor
us. They really do.
A man by the name of...
matches their whole
because for team, all the, apparently. For
all the balls
hairy that I balls post. You have.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
David Olson, 33, of Norton Shores, Michigan, uncovered over 150 bowling balls when he demolished the concrete slab of the porch at his home in Norton Shores.
What?
And so he went on this hunt looking underneath the house and everything, and he's found more. There have
like was it an old bowling lane or something?
So, no, but they were. So he reached out to Brunswick, who makes the balls,
right,
and said, hey, is there anything in the ball that can be toxic or whatever that can affect my soil or my house or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they said, no, but do you have a serial number? So he read them some, and they're from like the 50s, which is around when the house was built.
Amaze. Why would you put...
Oh, so I'm thinking somebody built this house and thought like, oh, I'm going to, you know, maybe the ground was real soft or whatever, so we're going to put a shit ton of bowling balls. It's either that or...
Those are expensive. Get some rocks.
Yeah, it's either that or they built their house on an, you know, ancient bowling ball burial ground. I have no idea, but...
I wonder, though, if it was just balls. Like a old... Like they... built it where a bowling alley was or something.
Well, I'm sure he's going to do more research into where what the land used to be, but crazy, right?
Yeah. Have you ever seen the inside of a bowling ball?
No, I haven't.
They're pretty crazy.
Are they hollow?
No, they're not. But they have like these high tech, like, well, now anyway, have these like high tech weights that are like surrounded by like a cement plastery kind of thing. It's pretty interesting if you've ever seen inside one. Do you know I have my own bowling ball?
I do. And I do. Shoes.
It's purple and it says my name on it.
Well, in case you were wondering what Mr. Olson is going to be doing with these, he's given some away, but he and his wife plan to be creative with the rest of their balls. And they're going to use them as decorative pavers in their yard. Cool. I don't know how you make a paver out of a round ball. Yeah, maybe they're going to cut them in half. I don't know. But my first thought, that's why I asked if they were hollow, is I'm like, somebody fucking hid drugs or contraband in these things.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think you can hollow out a bowling ball.
What if he opens it all up and there's treasure?
Maybe. That'd I don't know. Really cool. Yeah. Anyway, 150 plus balls under your house.
I mean, it's better than some of the other things we found dug up. Dugged? Is that a word?
Yeah. Go language arts, baby.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I got for news. The real review is upon us.
Real review.
Speaking of hockey, we watched Miracle.
We did.
And first of all, I think it was a miracle that you got through it.
You both stole my punchline.
Sorry, it was a little long.
Yeah, it was a miracle that I got through it.
But man, just like I do with Rudy and other good sports movies, I got a little choked up at the end. I didn't show you because I didn't want you to laugh at me. But I was a little teary because, fuck yeah, man. We're watching like patriotic movies and I was fired up.
I feel like it was really anticlimactic.
No, man. Fuck those Russians. They were dicks.
No, I totally agree. But it wasn't like it was a big game where they get like a trophy. Like it was just, we won. Yay. And well, that was it.
I mean, it is because it assures you. They call it the medal round because if you win that game, actually, even if you lose that game, you play for the bronze medal.
Okay.
So no matter what, you're going to be playing for a medal, which the USA at the time has never really done. Still, they haven't. I mean, Canada is where it's at now. So, I mean, I don't know. I was fired up. And plus, it was good. I thought it was really well done. The accents were on point. It was good.
That actually, I was about to mention that. It was pretty good. Kurt Russell, mean Midwestern accent.
Yeah. And the players that were from Massachusetts were good as well. It was good.
I didn't really notice any of them. So
that means it's good. Because it was, you're used to it. It wasn't over the top.
Okay. That's true.
Anyway, I give it for patriotic reasons and the fact that I love hockey, 100%.
Really? 100%. 100. It couldn't have been any better to you.
The only, fine, 98, because it could be a little shorter. But I loved it. It was so good. There was some marital drama when he was taking the job too serious. There was, what else? I mean, it got me fired up. And I love hockey. The hockey sequences were accurate and good and fun. It was good. I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
It was a little predictable with the he was on the Olympic team before and all that blah blah blah. So yeah, yes. It loses 2 points for that those things. But okay. Otherwise I loved it.
Okay.
How did you feel?
I enjoyed it. There was a couple places where it lost me because it got a little boring. I feel like the little sequence of them like getting into the swing of things as a team was a little long.
Yeah.
I feel like I just wanted my music montage and...
Yeah, you just wanted to get to that moment.
So I feel like I wanted the montage to be the song and then that's it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was quite long.
Yes.
So I'm going to give it an 82. B.
You fucking Russian communist.
No, it just wasn't my thing.
You're a communist. Anyway, you wanted it to be more like Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
Kind of moved along a little better pace.
Right.
I got you. Yeah, there was, I mean, I was only 1 year old when this came out or when it happened in real life. So, you know, I think that I don't really know the story well enough to know if they took too many artistic liberties to extend it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I'm with you. Yeah, there were some slow parts. I'm just fired up because I love hockey and I love America. So I'm giving it 98.
Okay.
All right. Well, next week. We're not watching a movie.
Lou's very sad about that.
Yeah, it's very pathetic. She wants us to watch a movie. Maybe we should watch a dog movie.
A dog movie.
Anyway, we're starting a new theme because, well, first of all, we're going to skip next week because we're on vacation.
Right.
So we're going to air a best of, I don't know what that even means, our episode that got like 21 listens instead of 20. That's what we're going to do.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to maybe
play. We should, I stand by this. I think we should play the worst listen to episode. So maybe we'll get more listens on it.
Well, so what I was thinking actually was going back to when the sound quality sucked and playing our episode that was our roots. People really love that. So if there's any new listeners that maybe haven't gone back that far.
That's a good idea.
Listen to our story about California and here and whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to figure out how to do that and re-air that.
Okay.
I think I still have it saved somewhere. And we're going to take a little break on the live show because we'll be on vacation. But we're starting a new theme for movies.
Yes.
We're going to watch vacation movies because August is kind of the last hurrah for summer.
Summer vacation.
Although, like, school starts so early now, so is it still? But anyway.
I mean, not here. We don't start until September over here.
True. We're going to watch vacation movies. So we haven't decided yet. We're going to decide that during our time off. So it's going to be a surprise.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's all we got.
That's it.
All right. Good show.
Sure.
Hey, I love you.
I love you too.
Thanks for doing this.
Of course.
And thanks to all the
listeners.
I don't
think I have a choice,
for coming
here
and coming back. Yeah, you could tell me to go screw. If we did, it would be like the Phil Henry show. I'd be like, hey, that's Christine. And that's John.
Oh,
and
God.
So I'd just do it by myself.
I'm going to turn into Mickey Mouse?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming along this week on the journey. Stay safe out there and, you know, love one another.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers.